This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
I got a lot to get to this hour, and we will do so while keeping the phone lines open. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's see here. I want to get to some news here, but I'll take this caller first. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone lines. Who do we have? I don't have the board in front of me. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, is this me?
Oh, hi, me. Nice to take your call. How are you?
Okay. There you go. Yeah, no, I didn't hear my name. Just calling regarding one caller regarding McAfee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I believe he did call Rivero's show, and Rivero gave him like 10 seconds, and that was it.
All right.
Yeah, he said he was going to say he was disgusted on the call. I'm not too happy with McAfee just because he had some video out. It was kind of crude that him claiming that he's not guilty of all the slowdown with McAfee product because he already quit, you know, already moved on and the company still went on. It was kind of a crude video with he's all dressed up in a smoker's jacket kind of thing with all these women in front of him bending over. So I was like, whatever. But I didn't listen to what he had to say. So I'm sure it was informative. I just thought you guys let you know that I think that was the caller. He did try to call Mike's show.
All right. Oh, fair enough.
Hey, what did you think of that? But what about his new software? I mean, have you...
I don't know much about that. You know, when I see McAfee, I'm like, I don't want to bother with it. You know, any security software, all I think is it's going to slow my computer down. It's just, but it's like...
Oh, now I know where I've heard this guy's name from.
Right, yeah.
Now I know where I've heard this guy's name from. He's got the antivirus program for your computer.
The old one. Right. The old one. The one that was sold out. He got out of that business, okay. And then he kind of wandered off and ended up in crazy places like Belize. But now he's back, and he claims he has a new software system that will keep you spy-free from the NSA.
That's what power to him. Whatever. You know, it is what it is. I'm not worried about it.
All right, well, thanks for the call, Ralph. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Chief. You have a good show.
You too, man. Thanks. You got a great show. I love your show, The Ralph Show. You ever hear it, Steve?
Yeah, The Ralph. Yeah, I've heard Ralph.
Hey, all right.
But, you know, I'm saying that this is an important part of software. If it does work, right. It is an obstruction. It's like another thing like Edward Snowden. You know, he's been called a traitor, and maybe he is by some people's definition, but he's not coming back from Russia. And, I mean, you ask, look what they did with Bradley Manning. I mean, just because you're charged with something doesn't mean you're going to get a fair trial. And if you think you need to flee, I'm not blaming him. You know, as far as I know, he could be guilty. I don't know. I'm just saying that it's interesting that at the same time he comes out with a software that people can put on their computers that will encrypt your operating systems so that they're NSA proof. And now all of a sudden he's being called a murderer by somebody. And I'd say, well, let's see the proof of that. But what about the software? Does it work? I'd rather know a little bit more about what he's doing now, whether it's a legitimate product and whether he's going to put something out that's going to obstruct all of these things that are coming against our Fourth Amendment rights and our privacy. I think that's important. I think it's very important.
All right, well, Steve, come on. Let's move on. There's an important story here. Same-sex marriage to begin Monday in New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get onto that. All right. What do we got?
Same-sex marriage to begin Monday in New Jersey. So.
Well, that's where a car called from. Maybe he has something, you know.
All right, Steve. Come on. Let's not digress too much here. In Kenya, there's an inquiry. Norway looks at the Somalian migrants as a boy. That's boring. Exclusive NSA delayed anti-leak software at base where Snowden worked. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's follow up on that.
I don't know if that would have helped things. Walmart fires workers for Good Samaritan deed. Now one wants him back. Florida crackdowns on two murderers released from prison. Oh, yeah, this was in my backyard. They released these guys. They had fake papers, and now they're missing. Boring. It's kind of a slow news day today, isn't it?
Yeah, but there was an interesting story here, and unlike the whole repertoire we had with, or you had, with Noam Chomsky the other night, and unlike World Trade Center 7, an L.A. high-rise remained standing after hours in the blaze. Did you see that?
I saw that. Yeah. So this building's on fire.
Mm-hmm.
How long was it on fire for, do you know?
Well, it says one child is in critical condition and eight others were hospitalized after a fire erupted inside a 25-story high-rise in West Los Angeles late Friday morning, yet the fire did not completely collapse the building at nearly free-fall speed, unlike World Trade Center 7. At least 214 firefighters battled the blaze that erupted in a two-bedroom unit on the 11th floor. Let me see, how long did it burn? It burned quite a while, apparently. It took 71 minutes to put it out, according to KTLA. Now, this story, of course, came in from Kit Daniels and InfoWars. And, you know, of course, they also show you the pictures of World Trade Center 7 coming down at free fall speed. But this one was another one of those high rises that didn't collapse because of fire. So I guess the laws of physics just keep getting violated, according to Noam Chomsky, right? And people like that.
Wow.
And so, yeah, here it is again. We've seen this before, haven't we? And so, you know,
sure have.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, I got one of our favorite segments. You ready?
Yeah.
It's the Grope Report on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Oh, I like this.
All right, here we go.
I want to grope you, so I apply to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body skin, and I'm taking off the gloves.
Well, the TSA is back in the news, and on today's Bob Tuscan Grope Report, we're going to tell you about how the TSA air marshal has been caught taking photos under skirts. Oops. The guy's name is Adam Joseph Bartsch. A federal air marshal was arrested after being accused of snapping cell phone photographs underneath women's skirts and dresses as they boarded a flight in Nashville, Tennessee. The 28-year-old marshal, Adam Joseph Bartsch of Rockville, Maryland, was charged with disorderly conduct by police. He admitted to the crime and has been relieved of his duties while the TSA considers whether to suspend or terminate his employment. Well, he should just go to the grope downs where he can actually fill up on people. According to police, Bartsch was on duty when a witness realized he was taking photos of women as they walked by. When the witness brought this to the attention of a flight attendant, airport police were informed that Bartsch was removed from the plane, a Southwest Airlines flight traveling from Nashville to Tampa, Florida. And that's today's Bob Tuscan Grope Report.
I want to grope you, so I apply to be a TSA. Baby, I hope you walk through my naked body skin, and I'm taking off the gloves.
as our producer is telling us, the segment, calling it the segment that just keeps on giving. I like that, Mr. Producer. Good stuff. Oh, nothing like a good grope report on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Just don't grope me. Or don't tase me, bro. Don't grope me, bro.
Don't touch my junk.
Don't touch my... We haven't heard that line in a while.
That's been a while, yeah.
The old don't touch my junk. All right, Steve. We're going to keep the old phone lines open. Come on, call me up about something different, something new here. I don't want to talk about the same old. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you have any questions for me, call up. If you think I'm a shill, please, please, please call up. I'd love to hear from you.
800-313-9443. This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
We'll be right back.
shelves. NASA says Earth is in for another close call. Well, at least what NASA considers to be a close call. In 19 years, the asteroid that missed our planet last month will come a little bit closer. Still not likely that it'll actually strike Earth. The 1,300-foot asteroid came within 4.2 million miles of our planet in September. Astronomers give it a 1 in 48,000 chance of making impact the next time around.
Well, before we have to worry about anything like one of those big blockbuster disaster movies actually happening, things are really mellow here, Shannon.
Common ice on. You've looked into it at all, Steve?
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's a lot of things out there floating around, of course, and I haven't followed this one too directly, but how soon is this one due?
That one they just mentioned is due in 19 years, a 1 in 48,000 chance the asteroid will hit the Earth. That's a fairly large chance. I mean,
yeah,
considering the, well, you know, what could happen. Common ison. I know very little about it. I have heard different things. I've heard some fear-mongering or what could be legitimate concerns, I guess. I won't assume that it's fear-mongering. And I'd love to open up the phone lines to callers who have maybe some insight on it, to tell us what you know about it. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I'm going to go to bed tonight still wondering what the hell I saw in the sky tonight. You know, and you'll, if you've been listening to my show for a while, this has never happened. This has never happened in my life. But it's definitely an interesting incident, without a doubt.
This is a UFO first for you, and you can be on George Norrie's show and have something to say about that now, too, Bob.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. No, I don't know if it was a UFO. I don't know what the hell it was. I guess it was a UFO because it was unidentified. So, there you go, Steve.
Yeah. I was a UFO one night myself. Unidentified flying object.
Is it Halloween?
Yeah, I like to create those things if I can.
What are you going to dress as for Halloween?
Oh, I meant to mention that, and this is a question. I mean, I hope I'm not interjecting something that's, nebulously racist, but I went over to Walgreens and I was looking at some of the stuff they had over there, and I saw all these Mitt Romney masks, you know, the big rubbery Mitt Romney masks, and I thought, well, where are the Barack Obama masks? I didn't see any. I mean, have you seen Barack Obama masks out on the shelves in your local, you know, Piggly Wiggly or whatever you do? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is it racist to wear a Barack Obama mask or something? Is that something politically incorrect to have a Barack Obama mask for Halloween? I haven't seen any. Maybe your callers have out there. I don't know, Bob. If you've got one, where can I get it? Just kidding. What are you going to be?
I'm going to be Larry Silverstein.
Ah, yeah. We, you know, you and I should team up. I could play Robert Gallo, and you could be Larry Silverstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two fiends of the 21st century.
And every time I go to ring the doorbell, I'm going to say, pull it. Pull it.
I'm going to say, AZT, give us your AZT.
Pull it.
AZT.
Pull it.
Trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'd be like Beavis and Butthead, Gallo and Silverstein. Well, maybe we should take some calls, Bob. I don't know. I mean, do you think, can you find a Barack Obama mask? And what if you wore one with a little Hitler mustache on it?
Wasn't there a bunch of controversy over some rodeo? And
yeah. See, remember that? You know, a guy had an Obama mask and all. I mean, every election or every year, I remember the George W. Bush masks. I remember the Bill Clinton masks. I remember how many masks? The Ronald Reagan masks. They were some of the first to come out years ago. Are there Barack Obama masks selling on the shelves? I'm not talking about going to your, you know, your special little Halloween store around the corner, you know, where it's kind of like the guy with the overcoat and the watches where they sell underground things. You know, I'm just talking about your regular old Walgreens or your Walmart or, you know, can you find a Barack Obama mask in there to wear? And has anybody seen one? Maybe they're pretty common. I just didn't see one in my locale. And so I just wonder if it's politically incorrect to wear a Barack Obama mask for Halloween. I would think they'd sell like hotcakes, faster than guns. which he's also helping promote. He's sold more guns.
Inadvertently, yeah. Of course.
Yes, right. He's sold more guns than anybody recently, you know. Or at least inadvertently, as you said, indirectly. So, yeah. But I don't actually celebrate Halloween. I sit around and watch the kids come by. But, you know, I just thought it's interesting.
You dope them up with high fructose corn syrup, Steve?
Well, I give them their choice. Can you do you want something healthy or do you want some junk? And you know what they say? Junk! That wins out usually. But I remember the good old days of Halloween when I was a kid. You know, I used to enjoy. I just used to have a lot of fun.
What was that, in the 1920s?
Yeah, back in the 20s when Halloween was just getting started, man. Yeah, yeah. People were wearing FDR masks in those days. No, who was it? Herbert Hoover?
Our little one's still a bit too young to, you know, jump in on all the festivities. But my wife and I were talking about it today. She was saying, I don't want him to trick-or-treat, she says. It's like a satanic holiday. If he wants to dress up, he can dress up any other day of the year. Maybe one of our listeners can call up with the occult scoop on Halloween. I don't know much about it. Maybe my buddy Mark Passio will jump on here.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. There really is. It's an old holiday. And the days of the skulls and the candles, and which predate the jack-o'-lantern and a few things like that. It goes way, way back. I think there's a limit to how much you can put to the actual esoteric occult activity, as well as just, you know, what you might call the, it's almost like Mardi Gras or something like that. You know, I mean, it has sort of its overtones of death and everything like that. And I'm not trying to say that I'm a Halloween fan. I'm really not. But, you know, that's where it came from. And so, you know.
You want to know where the best haunted houses are?
We had a haunted corn mazes up here. Where do you have them down there?
Well, I don't know about down here, but in my mind, the best haunted house is in Washington, D.C., haunted houses. There's a few of them.
Yeah, including the White House. Actually,
namely the White House.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's very strange. There have been visions and things of President Lincoln walking the halls and all kinds of stuff for many years in the White House. It's an old place. It's a very old building, by the way.
Did you ever get into trouble on Halloween?
Yes, I did. I got into trouble throwing firecrackers. Well, I didn't get into trouble, actually. I mean, I never got caught, but we had a little fun, you know.
Right. It's not trouble unless you get caught.
Right, yeah. You know? It was a prank back then, yeah.
Yeah, the cronies, once again, in Washington illustrate that beautifully. They don't get caught. I mean, they get caught, and it's still not trouble because they're not caught by the right people, by the right group.
The goblins, yeah, that's what they are, man. The gargoyles and the goblins and the Obamas. Yeah, uh-huh. There's a crazy crowd right there.
We had a bit of fun with toilet paper.
Yeah, I had a little fun with soaping windows. That was the usual. That's what we did.
All right, enough nostalgia, folks. More news and views when we come back. And your phone calls, 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Today's Friday, October 18th, 2013. 1 ounce of silver is $22. 1 Bitcoin is $143. Peace News Now is brought to you by Bitcoin and Silver from friends of WeUseCoins.com and Sons of Liberty Mint.
Hey, that's interesting.
.com. Trade value for value with fine silver quarters from the Sons of Liberty Mint. That's Sons with a U, the most divisible, usable silver on the planet. Order some today. That's Sons with a U, sonsoflibertymint.com. Engineers in Peru have invented a billboard that captures and filters moisture from the air, turning it into drinking water for any passers-by. The billboard is 50 feet tall and can produce 100 liters of water out of thin air every day. One billboard is capable of providing drinking water for hundreds of families per month. It was designed by Lima's University of Engineering and Technology as an advertisement for enrollment. The billboard's resourceful design takes advantage of atmospheric humidity to overcome the lack of transportable water in the coastal desert. Can you imagine these billboards in your city? The Dalai Lama recently endorsed cannabis and said it should be legal to use as medicine. The spiritual leader made the comments in the middle of a debate as Mexico City considers legalizing cannabis. He came to the event hosted by former President Vicente Fox, who supports legalization because it cuts off revenue for the drug cartels. This story brought to you by friends of blockchain.info. Download the free and wallet app at blockchain.info. As reported by Peace News Now this week, a homeless man named Leo, also called the Journeyman Hacker, was arrested after midnight for sleeping on a New York City park bench. The out-of-work engineer's claim was trespassing. He made headlines earlier this year when partnering with entrepreneur Patrick McCalling to receive programming lessons. Heather Callahan of the Activist Post wrote an awesome article about this incident that I'd like to share with you. Patrick had provided Leo with a laptop at his expense and free software, books, Wi-Fi, and one-hour lessons each day starting in August. Leo was set to go on the Today Show on Wednesday morning until police arrested him and confiscated his laptop and a new phone gifted to him. Patrick fought to have him released and push the hearing up so Leo could do his interview. Patrick made this update Tuesday. Quote, Leo was released early this morning in an incredible turnaround time. He was taken to the hospital in the middle of the night for throwing up. Sounds like stress, but the hearing after went quickly. Leo said, quote, the police were just doing their job. The officer who arrested me was following orders. The laptop and prototype phone were not returned, but after walking back to the 10th precinct this morning, we were told some paperwork needed to be changed for it to be released and to return at midnight to talk with the arresting officer. Business Insider reported that Pat went to the precinct, unable to retrieve Leo's personal belongings, including Samsung computer purchased himself. Police refused to return the computer because Patrick could not provide a serial number, though he did show a receipt for the computer. The two implored respect for the police and drew different kinds of jeers for their emphatic defense of the cops who arrested Leo. They expressed sentiments for NYPD, such as comparing them to 9/11 heroes and, quote, have faith in NYPD. They did nothing wrong. If they did nothing wrong to arrest Leo, then why get him out? He would be a lawbreaker. And if NYPD acted rightly, then that would mean that they were justified in enforcing that law. Leo harmed no one. Should he have been locked up and his few possessions taken and kept? It's one thing to peacefully accept the crap storm and find a solution, but it's wholly another to eagerly defend unacceptable infringements. That complicity keeps bad behavior going. Patrick made a point about the police's action being part of an imperfect system, meaning it's not their faults. Yet how do broken systems continue? By its many enforcers who push empathy aside to, quote, follow orders. They did have a choice in this situation, and they can give back Leo's belongings. Do you work in a bureaucracy? Remember that you are not just a cog in a machine. Your actions matter. The Milgram experiment proved the world is filled with people who will harm and even kill strangers when ordered by an authority. Be the exception. Think for yourself.
Steve, do you remember the Milgram experiment?
Yeah, I think I do. Isn't that the one where they had the guy supposedly set up with these electrodes behind the wall, and the guy was pushing the button, and he soon exceeded the amount that was allowed, and then eventually was administering fatal doses of electricity. Wasn't that the one?
Yep, that was the one, and the people would go to the extent of what they thought was killing the other person. All for the sake of following authority, not compromising the experiment. Well, Steve, this was originally done in the 1970s, I want to say. 1980s, maybe. Well, they replicated the same study again. And what do you think, Steve? Do you think more people went all the way and followed the authority to the point of which they thought they were killing people, or less people?
I would say about the same, maybe a little more.
Yeah, you're pretty much right. It was a little bit more. Pretty disturbing stuff, Steve, that people would blindly accept authority to the point of killing.
Are you going to tell me what this novel's about?
What was that?
Oh, I don't know. That was interesting. But, yeah, that's what they do. They, I mean, the trouble is that you do have people who don't understand that following orders isn't necessarily what people should be doing. They should be thinking a little bit more about what's going on. And in a case like this, unfortunately, you find out that the baser part of human nature sometimes becomes a little sadistic, especially when they're encouraged by other people to do things like that. So, yeah, it shows you a very dark side of humanity.
To say the least, it's scary that people are so brainwashed, is the best way of putting it, are so accepting of authority. This appeal to authority is something that really troubles me, that people buy that.
Yeah, we're getting to the point where people follow computer commands all the time, too. I mean, it's like if you go to the store and, you know, you're trying to buy something, it could be anything like cigarettes or something like that, and you have to go through this process, no matter how many times you've been in that store, you know, and how many, if you go there daily, they ask you your age, and, you know, you're obviously way over 18 or 21, and you're going through this process because they have to fill this out in their computer program instead of just doing the transaction. I mean, this happens all the time now, and people just don't, I mean, it's just the law, you know what I mean? They just are conditioned to follow a computer format because the business and the policy of the store call for doing that. And that's the kind of stuff that we're having in our country today. That's why why so many people are marching in step with this, you know, Gestapo, jackbooted rhythm that we have in society today. And people don't see the difference between saying, hey, wait a minute, why don't we go back to being human beings? I mean, now we've got speed cameras, people putting devices in their cars that are supposed to reward them if they stay under the speed limit, and, you know, allowing themselves to be tracked. And like a lot of people said before, well, I've got nothing to hide, I don't care, you know, I mean, just violate my Fourth Amendment. It doesn't matter because I trust the government, whatever they're going to tell us, and why would they bother me? You know, and that's the famous last words of a person who's soon to be duped. Happens all the time. People find themselves in trouble and don't even know how they got into it. And that's the kind of society we live in, mainly because it's this protocol of automation, which directs us. We listen to computer prompts more than we do our common sense these days. So that's the kind of thing that happens. You know, hey, Bob, one of the persons we had to get on sometime to talk about bitcoins is Rex Brocky. Remember our old friend Rex Brocky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still around, and he still does a little commentary and talking every now and then. He's, I heard that bit and pieces from, you know, the news broadcast there about bitcoins. He can tell you the ups and downs about it. He's a very eloquent fellow. I kind of miss hearing him on the radio. I'm going to get him back on, have some fun with him.
Okay, we'll do. Steve, we got open lines for the rest of the show.
Cool. Well, we'll open them up. And hey, call us up, agree, disagree, you know, state your purpose. You know what I mean? And we'll try to be civil here tonight, you know. And it's not easy for me sometimes. But I think there is some important news about the gold market and what's been going on. And I was following that a little earlier. If you don't realize what's happening here, let's give you a quick rundown. China has been buying a lot of gold lately, a lot of gold. They are, I think by all valid and confirmed reports, have something like 4,000 metric tons now. And other people say they may have as much as 7,000, Bob. Now, the United States is supposed to have over 8,000, the largest gold holder in the world. But China's catching up quick and will surpass us very quickly. We'll talk about that maybe later.
The Bob Justin Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. It's the future.
What else is going on, Steve?
Well, there's all kinds of things. You know, we were going to get back to that breast implant story. I don't think we ever did we?
Yeah, I didn't get to that. I teased it.
You did?
No pun intended.
No, yeah, you can't tease the breast implant story. You got to follow up on that, man.
You have it in front of you?
No, but I'll get it if you like. You know, the RFID chips are being placed in breast implants. If we haven't had enough trouble with breast cancer and all kinds of things related to that. Let me see if I can find this story real quick here. This one talks about, I thought I had it right up on the tip of my tongue.
I haven't. Good.
Yeah, you got it. Go ahead.
It was in my stack hidden here. A manufacturer of breast implants has announced that it will begin selling its products with an RFID microchip embedded in the implant.
partnering with a company whose CEO previously tried to market the implantable microchips as a replacement for the credit card. Val breast augmentation is one of the most popular cosmetic surgery procedures, with a staggering 300,000 women in America alone receiving breast implants every year. Establishment Labs, a major breast, body, and facial aesthetic company, which has its offices in both Europe and America, recently announced that it has teamed up with Vertec, or Vertec.
Is it Vertec?
Vertec, or yeah, whatever, to produce breast implants with a, quote, radio frequency identification tag, RFID, built in with the goal of providing information about the implant to a patient long after the device has been inserted into her body or his body. Elle's Motiva implant matrix ergonomics with the Vertec Q Inside safety technology is the first externally identifiable breast implant. The implant, which can be read via external scanners, has already been approved by the FDA.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The use of implantable microchips to track pets has become common over the last decade, but their use in human beings has consistently faced hurdles due to Big Brother concerns about people being electronically tagged like animals. And I don't know about you, Steve, but I don't want my dog to be chipped. Forget that, because it's not for his sake.
Well, what do you think about the rest of this statement, as well as the biblical idea of the mark of the beast? The mark of the beast. Does that scare you? Does that sound like something that's coming down to you? I mean, I don't like the idea of it, regardless of whether you have the biblical overtones, but is it the mark of the beast? Is this where we're going with that?
It's the mark of the breast.
Ah, yeah, the mark of the breast. Well, why would anybody want something like that in a breast implant? I don't know. It seems very odd to me, mark of the breast. That's pretty good.
Yeah, me as well.
Yeah, it's pretty odd. It really is. And I mean, you know, but these RFID chips are everywhere right now. And this is a big part of the world we live in. Another part of the NSA spy agency grid. And constant lockdown on observance of human behavior that they feel is obsessed to keep up and to pervade on the American and international public, I guess, by now, right?
Sure. Let's go to the phone lines and talk with Susan. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. I and about 450,000 other women have fought Dow, Bristol-Myers, and all the other breast implant manufacturers since 1990. I myself.
So you got some nasty bags. No pun intended.
I'm getting to a point. I and several other women that are very close to me have gone to the FDA panel for devices and spoken several times. And it's an insult to put a toxic substance into the body and into particularly a body that has been affected by cancer. And the idea of putting RFID chips in breast implants really nauseates me.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, I think as Susan points out, not all women do this for cosmetic reasons. Some of them are, you know, they're cancer victims and things like that. So it's not like this is something that is just a cosmetic issue, right, Susan? Is that what you're saying?
That's totally right. And I hate to say it, but I'm going to. The Susan Coleman Cancer Fund is really sponsored by Dow, major. And, you know, if they cut me off the internet, cut my phones off, land helicopters in my front yard, which they have done, that's fine. I'm still going to speak my piece.
They had helicopters in your front yard?
Yep, times two.
Wow. Tell us about that.
It's been a while back. I can't even remember what night. I think it was a Sunday night a couple of months ago, and helicopter landed in the front yard, and my husband went out and said, what in the world are you doing? So they normally send you down. We live on a golf course, and they normally send them down between the first fairway and the second tee. And he says, what are you doing landing here? He said, they normally send you down there. And he said, I was told to land here this time. And then a big black car came and picked him up. And the next morning, big black car brought him back, and he took off. And the next night, very same thing happened, and haven't seen him since.
Who was that that disappeared?
Well, they haven't come back.
Oh, you mean the guy that was there that got off the helicopter? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Was it a black helicopter,
Susan?
Back.
And, Bob, you were talking earlier about seeing weird things in the sky. I see weird things in the sky all the time. I live in East Tennessee Mountains, and they're over, I could say the names of the mountains, but they're over the foothills, they're over the mountains, they're over a neighbor of mine who's a very high-profile person. They're over his house. They're over mine. And we see them every night. That's when it's cloudy, and I know they're there.
Are you Al Gore's neighbor?
No. He's in Middle Tennessee. Thank goodness.
Well, why would you... Who's this high-profile neighbor? Jeez.
Yeah.
He ran for president along with Obama and Romney. It was on the independent ticket, the First American Party, I think. American Constitution Party. Anyway, that's neither here or there. We're watched. I mean, I'm outside right now. It's chilly, but it's cloudy, so I can't help you.
All right. Very interesting. Do these things look to be man-made, you suppose, or do they do funny things?
Who knows, though? I mean, it's very conceivable to think that it's some sort of military, you know.
I agree with you. You know, I think the Discovery Channel and the History Channel and the Military Channel all want us to believe that they're aliens, but I have a feeling they're us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so quick to assume that just because it's far-out technology that it's out of this world. I mean,
That
doesn't mean that's not a possibility, but I don't know.
But then you look at the DALSA project and read some of the information about the levels of whatever it is they have down there. It's pretty specific, but I don't want to go into it. I don't know. Maybe half and half.
Well, reverse engineered, perhaps. Who knows?
Yeah, reverse engineered or technology that's been shared, possibly. You know, of course, they've had aliens that we've been told about since the Roswell days, and there's credibility to that. I know people who have said they've seen them. Okay.
Right.
And they're dead. Yeah, they're dead, this person said, but he's seen
them. That's scary. Yeah. Well, I know, Bob, you live in Florida, and I lived in Florida for 20 years. I came back home after the hurricanes of 04 and 05, but I am really glad to be back up here.
Yeah, it sounds nice. You have an actual season there.
Four
of them, right.
Okay, God bless you both. I just had to put my 2 cents worth.
All right, well, thanks. I appreciate that. That was interesting.
I'm still potting them, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, so call us back sometime with an update on that. I'm interested.
Okay.
Or email me.
God bless.
All right, Susan. Thank you. Take care. All right, hour number three coming up in just moments.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.